The constant message these days is to be active, isn't it? You know, get fit, keep moving if you want to live a better, healthier, longer life. But there is a downside to exercising. Sooner or later, chances are you're going to injure something. Have you been derailed by an exercise injury and not sure whether to stop or push through? Well, listen up. All this week, we're playing a five-part series about exercise and injuries. This is the first instalment.
Lie flat on your back. Swing the legs over the head, touching the floor with the toes. Ready? Begin. One.
You know, you start with heaps of enthusiasm and determination.
Four. All the way back now. Touch the floor with the toes, that's right. All the way back.
But then...
Mrs. Baxter, what is it?
Professor, no. I've just
dislocated
my hip.
Oh, no, please. Now, look, let's try. We must...
All the messages are be active. You've got to exercise. So you do. Then an unexpected setback. Somewhere it hurts. Uh-oh. Is it serious? Should you see someone? This wasn't in the Get Fit plan.
Well, firstly, I'm the least sporty person out there, one of. But here it is. It did happen in the gym. I had just started at a new gym and they'd given me a program. And this one part of it was this thing lifting weights, like the two dumbbells, but with a machine. And I didn't really realize till later that this was what caused it. But when I did it that day, I felt like sort of, ooh, in my hip. And then the next day, every time I got up, I sort of just felt myself bringing my hand to my hip, like, there's something with my hip. And then it just persisted, and it was sort of like 6 months in that I thought, I have to get it checked out.
Well, at first, I mean, you always get trauma-type injuries in footy, bruises and that sort of thing, but nothing really serious. But then I remember I was just training at night, sprinting, and bang, my hammy went. That was the start of it. And by the time I'd finished, I'd done the other hammy as well, plus groin sort of strain. So really soft tissue injuries put an end to my football playing.
I had a skiing accident. I fell and was forced to bend my knee in a particular way. And I saw a doctor who said, sent me off for an x-ray and some ultrasound and said, do you believe in physio? I don't believe in physio. I don't think you need physio. As though physio was some kind of religion. He said, keep riding your bike. And eventually I decided that I might subscribe to the religion of physio and went off to see a physio who, after a couple of visits when it wasn't getting any better, suggested that I get an MRI. And then it was clear that I'd torn my MCL, one of my ligaments. I went off to see a surgeon at that point. Another GP said, go and see a surgeon. Although the physio tells me that you can't fix this injury with surgery. Having said that, he expected me to get better in 2 weeks, and it's 6 weeks later and I'm still not better. Very confusing.
I did always been quite flexible and I did a lot of stretches and I was puzzled as to why I kept getting these repetitive, you know, soft tissue injuries. And it's only subsequently that I learned that when you do an injury like that, what you really need to do is build up the muscle around the scar tissue. Nobody told me that. So I didn't do it. And unsurprisingly, the injuries recurred.
I'm someone who always thinks, look, you know, you go to see the right doctor and they can give you some sort of cure and I'll be fixed. This is like what I believe is meant to happen. But then the fact that it sounds like you actually have to keep doing this rehab, which is quite vague. It's not specific. It's not like this is the cure. And I think that's really hard to understand if you're someone who wants just a quick fix, this injection or this tablet or whatever.
It still hurts basically the same as it had soon after I'd done the injury. I am kind of desperate to ski again, but not as desperate as I am to ride to work. I look at all these, you know, old people on bicycles and I think, how come I can't do that and they can?
So it just seems really bizarre to me that doctors can cure cancer and, you know, transplant a heart and do all these amazing things and they don't have a way to fix my bung hip. And that just seems, that just doesn't make sense to me.
This is the Olympic Park Sports Medicine Centre in Melbourne. There are all sorts of practitioners here fixing up the sport and exercise injuries of everyone from supremely fit professional sports people to the likes of you and me.
Hello, I'm Amanda Smith.
I'm here to see Dr. Jowett.
Andrew Jowett is the clinic director here. Dr. Jowett is a specialist sport and exercise physician, and he's the chairman of Sports Medicine Australia.
Andrew
Jowett.
Hello. Good to meet you.
Despite all his qualifications and experience, Andrew Jowett admits that there are things to do with exercise and injury that are a mystery.
Oh, there's an enormous mystery, and I guess the easiest way to explain that is most patients present to me with pain. They don't present to me with a torn tendon or something. They present me with shoulder pain. And the problem is pain doesn't always have a diagnosis. We talk about nociception as the perception of pain coming from a tissue. That's a message coming up a nerve, and that's one part of pain, but pain's a whole experience. So the mystery of pain is one of the really big challenges. Things like back pain, there's so many components to the pain. So we see scans of backs and necks, and we know that a normal population out in our waiting room without pain will have abnormalities on scan. So, yeah, they're the mysteries we're sort of delving into at the moment.
So this ball's 4 kilos. It's like a dead ball.
Yep.
So when you slam it, does it bounce?
Yeah.
At the gym she runs, Misha Mertz is doing a one-on-one fitness session with one of her regulars.
Normally, Cherie warms up on the rower and the bike. She used to skip, but she stopped skipping now. Why did you stop skipping?
I stopped skipping because of my neck. I've got a problem on the left side of my neck, and the doctor told me not to skip, so I don't skip.
She was a great skipper, so it's a terrible loss to skipping.
I did childhood skipping. It was terrible.
Misha's own sport is boxing. Misha, what about your injuries?
I haven't had anything very dramatic. They've usually been very temporary injuries. I have had a chronic shoulder injury. I guess that's the one that's bothered me the most. Others have just been turned ankles, tendonitis in my Achilles tendons. And I guess anyone who runs a lot eventually comes up against that. A slightly injured back from deadlifts. The shoulder is probably the one that bothered me the most because it actually affected the way I boxed. You know, you need both hands, really. But it never, ever stopped me. I fought with it torn, you know, it hasn't repaired. So I've still been able to compete, yeah.
Do you think people who are less used to exercise are also less stoical around injuries?
Oh, definitely. There's a mindset with people who push through in sort of pain and work around injuries, and they're usually people who have a background in a sport or in something like ballet where pain is part of the process. So, you know, you just don't stop because you're uncomfortable or in pain. And then there's a whole group of people who may have taken up exercise later in life and find the pain and the discomfort sort of enough to stop them or deter them, and they just won't push past it. And not being able to push past it is really unfortunate, because often that's when you develop gains in fitness and strength, is if you just persist and push past that period of discomfort, you actually break through to the other side. Yeah.
Do you think also there's a thing, particularly for people who are perhaps new to exercise or a particular form of exercise, you know, you're talking about pushing through a bit, but I would have a fear too that I'm just going to make something worse and worse.
Well, I guess something can get worse, and it's, you know, I think if you're a bit more familiar with your body, you can understand what kind of pain is not a good one to push past and what is.
Right, to your neck. Now soften your knees, push it over your head, lock it out over your head. Now bring it back to your neck. How's the weights? Yeah, so as it started to get heavier, you're locking your knees,
yeah,
and it's all coming into your lower back.
Doing that.
Yeah, too heavy?
No, I'm just weak.
Jared Boyle is a personal trainer who's had plenty of experience of exercise-induced pain.
Look, I broke my left femur in a mountain biking accident 15 years ago. I hit a tree. And my femur bone, which is the bone from a knee to my hip, snapped in half. So there was like a shrieking through my nervous system. This was a very different pain. So if you run, I mean, I run with a heart rate monitor. Once you're looking at 90, 95% of your maximum heart rate, you think you're about to start astral traveling. You expect to see angels. And it's very painful, but it's a good pain. That breakage pain is something else again. So pain is not always an indication of significant damage. I mean, you know that if you stub your toe when it's cold, it hurts like hell. You know, sometimes more than getting one of your ribs cracked.
And there's good pain and bad pain.
I think so. Oh, very significantly. I mean, anyone who's experienced a muscle burn from repeat contractions or from cycling would agree. But, you know, people talk about pain thresholds and things like that. I think a lot of that has to do with your attitude to the pain and how you feel about it. I mean, some people feel violated by pain. And I think that is a big mistake.
Now, alternate, sprint, hard as you can, go, quick as you can, small, small.
Actually, injury is even more fundamental to exercise than you might think.
Fast, come on.
I mean, by definition, if you are training your muscles, you're breaking them down and they become bigger and stronger as your body puts back to repair them. So that is damage and you'll experience pain in the process of that.
Relax.
Good pain to me reflects positive changes in your body and part of the adaptation of the body to an activity or to a load. And what we know about muscle adaptation to those loads is that when you put it under load and under stress, you actually cause microscopic injuries to the muscle. That injury stimulates healing and hopefully replication of muscle fibres and ultimately strengthening. So that's the good sort of pain we're after out of any workout, to prevent injuries or to improve our performance.
So you have to injure a muscle to improve it?
Yeah, but at a microscopic level, we want to cause some sort of injury. The other thing is you have to give it time to improve. So backing up a load straight afterwards or the next day, you might go down the slope and cause further damage that you don't improve from.
Yeah, and I mean, I wouldn't sort of demand that people push past the pain. Just I might ask them what kind of pain they're feeling. And make an assessment at that point. But even then, you know, it's really like it's not a boot camp or it's not the army. So, you know, if you don't push through it, you're not going to get discharged dishonourably. You're just going to sit it out, you know, and that's just the way it is, yeah.
Fitness trainer Misha Mertz, before her sport and exercise physician Andrew Jowett and personal trainer Jared Boyle. In the next episode of this series about exercise and injuries, what are the questions you should know to ask when you go to see some kind of therapist for an exercise-related injury? And what does warming up and stretching do to help prevent or manage injuries?
Please, please, a little more balance. Come now. Oh, see, Daisy.
Thank you, Professor. I'm terribly sorry, but I got a cramp in my limb.
Oh, too bad. And you were doing so nicely, too. Well, courage, courage.
And yes, I'll be heading to the physio and other injury therapists and exercise professionals to try to get some answers to those questions in part two of Exercise and Injuries, next time here in Life Matters. It's Amanda Smith with you.